Unfortunately, I haven't seen anything, but I have been a victim of it as well. It was some months ago, and it's happened to two vehicles that I've owned, and it's always two tyres at the same time.
As is the case with that car over there, two tyres on one side, both tyres been slashed.
I wasn't aware of that one until you just showed me. But there has been quite a lot of trouble around here recently.
At that time, it was only my one of my van was punctured, and I think the rest was fine. Maybe it's just a random attack, I don't know what it was. And then it happened about two months ago before as well, and that was literally it was quite a lot of cars. I think in our court here, it was at least about 5-6 cars on a row. So they must have gone through the route, and you know, and it happened full of slades. So it's quite a lot around here. So. I don't know why it's never happened before.
And recently over the weekend?
it was Saturday, wasn't it? It was just, I think there were a few cars on this road, and luckily it wasn't mine this time. But it's just, I don't know. It made me put a few cameras on the house anyway.
You put cameras up?
Yeah, just to be safe on this, you know. Maybe that was a reason they never went for it, because there's a camera right attractor on that side.
Tell us about what happened to your husband's van then.
Okay, in November, one of his tyres got slashed. I believe it was a Friday night, just sort of got up in the morning, tyre flat. And a couple of other people across the way, they had two tyres done on the same night. And then this weekend, obviously, we've been away with our mother-in-law staying, and she rang us to say that two tyres had been slashed on his van and two tyres on her car on Saturday night.
Apparently, your neighbours have told me that the police do know or aware of who it is, but they just need to catch them in the act.
I believe so. That's what I've heard, that somebody saw them, but without proof, they can't do anything. Mm. But, you know, how are they going to get the proof?
Well, some of your neighbours have got CCTV up, and I don't know, do you feel compelled to have CCTV?
To be honest, I don't see why I should have to. It's, you know, another expense that we need to pay out for, that I don't feel that I should have to have CCTV on my home. You know, it should be down to me being having my area patrolled by the police and feeling safe.
Also, a neighbour across the close had both his wife's car and his car done, two tyres on each. It's not just one, they're doing two. So, I mean, you're absolutely stuck, even if you put the spare tyre on. Mm. Spoke to community officers that came round at the time and were told that...
Yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning, yeah.
Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, yeah. And they did say that the police are very sure about who's doing it, but... as my daughter-in-law just said, you know, without the proof, they can't do any arrests.
How much did it cost to have your tyres replaced?
£72.
Each?
No, 72. Yeah, but I only have an old age pension.
Hmm.
I have no other money, you know, yeah. And it's a lot of money out of my money to get things like that done, you know. I haven't got a choice.